this week's Sedra, Kisetse, begins with when you will go out and wage battle with your enemy. The Arizal says that there's a hint here to the main enemy that a person has, and the main battle he's going to have to wage during his lifetime is the enemy, which is the Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination, and the battle he has to constantly fight with that evil inclination and overcome it. There's only one problem. The rabbis tell us clearly that the battle that's being referred to in the Sedra is a war that is voluntary, not the mandatory war of capturing, conquering Eretz Yisrael, and not the mandatory war of defending the Jewish people against enemies that come against them, but a voluntary war. If that's the case, how can there be a hint to the battle with the Yetzer Hara in a voluntary war when the battle with the Yetzer Hara is obviously a mandatory battle? On the Pasuk in Bereishis, L'Pesach Hachatas Rovetz, God tells Kayin that the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, crouches at the opening. The Kli Yoker explains in the following way. He says that the Yetzer Hara is compared to a fly. If you have a whole apple, the fly can't do anything to it. But if you take a bite out of the apple, then the fly can already go and devour what it can devour. If you don't give an opening to the Yetzer Hara, then you're protected. Once you give a little opening, then you've lost the battle. Therefore, the battle with the Yetzer Hara has to start not in those areas that are mandatory, between the prohibited and the permitted, between the mitzvah and the aveira, but it has to start on the grounds of permissible things. And a person has to be able not to give any opening to the Yetzer Hara by, in those areas that are permitted, to show restraint and to exercise his self-control. And when you show restraint and self-control in the areas that are permitted, the areas that are voluntary, then you're able, when the challenge arises and you're faced with something that's prohibited or something that's mandatory to do, then you're able better to be able to overcome and to be successful in fighting off the Yetzer Hara. Just like in any war, if you wait till the enemy attacks you and is on your ground, then it's very difficult to win that battle. But if you take the initiative and attack the Yetzer Hara on his ground, don't let him get into your area, then the chances of winning that battle are much greater. We are now in the month of Elul, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, starting a new year, turning over a new leaf, and making amends, doing tshuva, repenting for the mistakes and the sins of the past. Elul should be used to create an atmosphere of discipline, of restraint, of fighting the Yetzer Hara, not when it is permissible or prohibited, but on those areas of permissibility, those areas that are not mandatory, and showing restraint and exercising self-control. So when we come and turn over a new leaf in this coming year, we'll be doing it on the right foot, and we'll be able then to better make amends and repent for the sins of the past and not repeat them in the future. I wish all my fellow young Israelites, all of Klal Yisrael, a Shana Tova, Masuka, Ksiva V'Chasima Tova, but more important, a successful Elul in preparation, because what you accomplish is measured by how much preparation and how intense and quality the preparation is. If our preparation of Elul is going to be the kind of preparation that is a quality preparation, then most certainly our new year, our Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Simcha of Sukkot will also be quality Yomim Tovim. Have a good Shabbos.